Maseches Tumah, Perek Daled, Mishnah Zayin, 4-7. We start this Mishnah with a joke. You have two fellows sitting at the on the stairs at the entrance to a church. One is very obviously a devout Christian, and the other, clearly a Hasidic Jew. And they're both panhandling, they're begging. As people come in and out of the church, they're begging them for alms. So, as one might imagine, the Christians that are going into the church are rather unimpressed that there's a Hasidic Jew begging on their stairs, and therefore they sort of look at him with disdain, and they, you know, often to spite him or whatever the case may be, they give to the extra to the other devout Christian sitting at his side, the Christian beggar. In any case, after a while, one well-meaning Christian says to this Hasidic Jew, says, you know, it's sort of an affront and sort of insensitive to be sitting like this and collecting as you are. If you're serious about collecting for the church, I suggest you sort of dress down and don't make such statements about your religion. So the one beggar turns to the other beggar and says, hey, Moishi, what do you think about this guy telling us how we're running our business? That's a pshat in this Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is you have two itinerant peddlers, chamarim, donkey drivers, and shenichnasu le'ir, they both show up in the city, and one is uncertain whether or not they can be relied upon regarding tithes. Amar echad, but one of them says, Shali chadash b'shal chaver yashan. My stuff is chadash, meaning it's not allowed to be eaten. But shal chaverai, the other fellow, his stuff is yashan, his stuff is permissible. That's how the bartender learns of shot here. Shli enu masukan, my stuff isn't tithed, but v'shel chaveri masukan, but my friend's stuff is tithed. And you can rely upon him. So the halach is enu ne'manin. Unlike the previous Mishnah, where we said you could rely upon the testimony of one person who's vouching for a second person, in the previous Mishnah is extenuating circumstances, in this scenario, there certainly is no such leniency, and you cannot rely upon the assurances of one about the other, if for no other reason than the fact that they're obviously in cahoots. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever that if two people are competitors, that one person would denigrate his wares and encourage you to buy from his competitor. It makes no sense whatsoever, and therefore clearly they're running some kind of scam and they're in collusion. So you can't rely upon one assurance regarding the other. Now, in the previous Mishnah, this only got off the ground in the first place because of a leniency. We felt that because there were no other options for the out-of-towner, so he had to rely on somebody, so we let him rely on the assurances of what seemed to be hopefully an independent third party, but maybe not, even after the fact when the second one seemed like he was in cahoots with the first one. They were like kagomlin. They were like, one was first Mr. A referred the out-of-towner to Mr. B, and then Mr. B referred the out-of-towner back to Mr. A. Since they looked like they were in cahoots, it didn't matter. We still relied upon them. But here, it shouldn't even get off the ground, because if this is happening in your own hometown, one might think that there's no reason to avail himself to leniency if relying on a third party and regarding tithing. But that's not the case. And the reason why is because in the time of the Mishnah, the supply chain wasn't as robust as nowadays. You couldn't just go to one of 10 different supermarkets to find what you're looking for. The people of the town relied upon these, you know, peddlers to come and bring food supplies. And without those peddlers, there would be disruption, and perhaps, you know, the food supply would be jeopardized, and it could cause trouble for the locals. So that's why you might have thought that there'd be reason to be lenient. And in fact, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ne'emanin. Rabbi Yehuda actually says one actually can rely on one with respect to the other, meaning if there are two peddlers, one can rely on the first regarding the second. Even though he agrees that it looks rather fishy, Rabbi Yehuda feels one's options are limited, because if we wouldn't rely on the kashrus of these peddlers saying their stuff, for argument's sake, is chadash, and therefore we wouldn't buy from them, so then they'll stop selling to us, and then no one will have no one to bring us supplies. And of course, that would be a net loss, bad news for the locals, and therefore, and we avail ourselves of this leniency because the alternative is much worse. However, the halacha does not follow Behuda, it's like the Tanakama, that we don't trust these people because they're obviously running a scam, and we will find a way, one or the other, to get food from another more legitimate and reliable source.